Hi everyone, this is Gleb Akhmatov and today I'll show how to check that all elements inside a given container, a given element, do not overflow its boundaries. So look at this example. I have something like a dialog or div, and inside there is a button, and right now it looks okay, even though it's on top of another element. That doesn't matter. What we're trying to catch is this situation. So I'm going to change the CSS a little bit, and I'm going to move that button to the left of the container. So right here, notice how it's now outside the box. And it's very frustrating. It looks bad. The layout looks broken to the user. So we want to prevent this. Unfortunately, there is no built-in chai layout assertion. So we have to write our own Cypress chai assertions to catch these situations. It's not too difficult. We just have to check the bounding rectangles for the element versus the parent element container. So in this case, we have a dialog with the ID terms dialog. That's the container we want to check the element against. And the button is just a button inside. So the way we'll write the test will be, get the terms dialog and within find all the buttons. And in this case, you could be pretty imaginative. How you check elements, which elements you check. Maybe you check all the buttons. Maybe you check every element. Maybe you check every element that has data test ID. It's up to you. But you can get multiple elements inside the container and using scieach, which gets you a jQuery element, you can confirm that they're not overflowing. Should not overflow, it's a custom chai assertion, and the parameters to this assertion that I give is the container. Now this could be the main element of a body, or in this case a dialog. So here's how it works. First, create a utility function that checks if one bounding rectangle, which is a DOM structure, is not overflowing the other bounding rectangle. And to check that, all you have to do, you confirm that the first rectangle's left is within the parent rectangle left, or right side is less than the parent rectangle right, and the same for top and bottom. So the first rectangle has to be completely inside the parent rectangle. You use this utility function when you write a custom chai assertion, and when chai assertion runs, you get the current jQuery object, that's the current element that you're checking. The container selector, the dialog string is the argument. You can use chai jQuery method to find the parent container that matches that selector, because in our case, it's not the immediate parent, right? So for this button, we have one parent, then another parent, and only then we have the dialog container. So we want to go up the parent chain until we find the container. Because this is jQuery objects, we get the first item in the jQuery object. We get both bounding client rectangles on the screen. And then we confirm that it's overflowing or not overflowing. So should not overflow is failing because the left side is outside the bounding rectangle. So it works pretty well, easy to implement, and catches those annoying layout issues.